Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. Let me just say this. He's the number one overall draft pick in the 1990 draft. He's a baseball Hall of Famer. Still should have been
Hall
unanimous.
Of fame.
Should have been unanimous, by the way. But don't get me started on things like that. He's got a book out right now. It's a national bestseller. It's called The Chipper Jones Baseball Player. He's got moonshine, and you can definitely see him.
Oh, we need some of that.
I got some of that.
You need to share.
You can also find him on ESPN, as he is the Major League Baseball analyst for ESPN. And we call him Chipper Donis, because he picked, before the season even started, he told us right here on these airways, the team that we need to pay attention to is the Tampa Bay Rays. And sure enough, the Tampa Bay Rays clinched the East last night. Chipper, what's going on, my friend?
Fellas, how we doing?
We're good. We're good, man. What's going on with you, my friend?
Just getting ready for this chaotic playoff scenario that's unfolding, and just kind of watching the standings and seeing kind of 6, 7, and 8, you know, ranked teams in each league kind of jockeying for position these last 4 or 5 days really makes for some exciting baseball.
So, Chipper, Harch tells me you are a Florida Gator football fan. So you and me, we're in alignment. Cause I'm a big Dan Mullen guy. I got the Gators in the college football playoff. What do you think of Dan Mullen?
Well, I think he's really elevated, you know, Florida's program back to national prominence. You know, I mean, I think ever since the exit of Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer, the program has really struggled to, you know, sustain what, you know, their fans want on a yearly basis. And I think the Gators have certainly closed the gap on Georgia. Unfortunately, you know, living up here in Atlanta and getting to see and watch hear all about the Georgia Bulldogs, they're still pretty damn good. And, you know, it's going to make for an interesting cocktail party down in Jacksonville later.
So before we get into the baseball and the pennant, and by the way, congratulations to your Atlanta Braves once again winning the East one more time. I wanted to ask you about your boy Deion Sanders. So Deion just got named the head coach at Jackson State, and you know it's a show when Deion gets named anything. What were your thoughts when you saw that Deion was going to be the head coach of a college football team?
I thought it was great, man. I wish I had some eligibility left. My parents, I would love to hear that. This man is a trip. He was a teammate of mine there at the end of 93 and spring training in 94 before I blew out my knee. And just in that short period of time, I've got, you know, so many Deion stories that I've even told some of them on, you know, on these airwaves. So
we love him.
He's just a fabulous human being, and I couldn't be happier for him. Those kids that are at Jackson State and coming into Jackson State are in for a treat. Just soak it all up and enjoy it, because it's going to be a fun ride.
So speaking of that, we're talking to Hall of Famer Chipper Jones. And Chipper, we were going back and forth. Chip and I have been talking about these playoffs and trying to figure out who's jockeying for position. You said it's going to come down to the final weekend. We're, 3-4 days away from the season ending. And I sit here and I look, and one of the teams that always surprises me has been the Cleveland Indians. They got good talent. They got good pitching. They made some changes. And Chip has been on board with the Oakland A's from the very beginning. He's loved their pitching staff. I mean, when it comes down to the very end, who are you looking to be hoisting that trophy, the World Series trophy?
Well, I said preseason that I thought the Tampa Bay Rays were going to beat the Dodgers, and they're both the number one seeds in each league.
Boom.
Haven't watched the Dodgers quite a bit this year.
You had them the other night.
Yeah. They're leading all of baseball in home runs. They're second to my Braves in runs scored in all of baseball. They have the lowest ERA in baseball. I mean, what more do you have to do? You know, obviously, you know, it's kind of regionalized. Those numbers are regionalized because they haven't played the whole National League. They've only played, you know, the American and National League West. So those can be somewhat misleading numbers. But the fact of the matter is they bludgeoned baseball. I mean, they are the 27 Yankees. They hit the ball out of the ballpark at a prolific rate. The only way you're going to beat the Dodgers is if you keep them in the ballpark consistently, and nobody's been able to do that thus far. I would love to see the matchup of a healthy Tampa Bay Rays pitching staff, that being Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, Yarbrough, the big, tall 6'10 guy, his name escapes me right now, but he throws, you know, a million.
Right.
They got a couple of guys down in the bullpen that throw, you know, a million and one. You know, it's really the intriguing matchup that I would like to see. I picked them, you know, preseason. I said the Rays, if they're healthy, and they can score some runs, I think they're going to go all the way. And I kind of got to stick by that pick.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because you did bring that to us, and we were like, man, what, the Rays? And then Chip and I started looking. We're like, yeah, my man does definitely have that kind of thought. I want to ask you about the Houston Astros. Now, this has been one of those seasons we were talking earlier about how they kind of got lucky. No fans in the stands. They didn't have to deal with a lot of stuff. They had to dust up early in the season. But they just can't seem to – number one, they can't hit. Chip said it's because they haven't been hearing no banging trash cans. But, you know, and they lost their pitchers in Verlander. I mean, you don't see much coming from the Astros this year, do you?
I really thought that they would struggle – from the get-go, even with no fans. I think still having to answer the questions every single day. And I think, quite honestly, I think you're going to see some guys on that club go elsewhere just to get a change of scenery,
yep,
a different part somewhere. You know, I mean, I'd certainly love to see Springer stay in a Astros uniform, but he might be a guy that goes, you know, some of Brantley, you know, those guys might go elsewhere next year just to get a fresh start. It's no matter if there's fans or not, you can see the strain on some of those players' faces time and time. And, you know, to their credit, they're still in the playoff hunt, and they're still, you know, right there at 500, maybe a little above. But, man, you can't lose a guy like Verlander out of your starting rotation. I mean, he makes all the world of difference, especially in a short series where you can count on Verlander and Greinke to get you through, and then hopes that, you know, guys like McCullers or, you know, a Peacock, somebody like that could fill in the rotation.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Like you said, they have not swung the bats. They've looked tentative to me. I don't know. I would never go that far, but, you know, certainly not the same team that we're used to seeing there in Houston.
All right, Chipper. So what about who's the team that could surprise? I mean, is it the Padres because of just how, you know, loose they seem to be, how much they seem to like each other and showing up to the park every day, or the Yankees? Who's that team that you got to watch out for?
I'll give you a team in each league that I think you need to watch out for. And Mike, you know this about me. When it comes to the playoffs, I'm all about power pitching.
Yep.
And a couple of teams better flying. We said this the other night in our broadcast on ESPN. They're both in the state of Ohio. I think in the National League, if you have a first-round matchup, which as of today, the Los Angeles Dodgers have the Cincinnati Reds in round one. And you have to go through Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, and Sonny Gray. All three of those guys were number ones. Castillo was a number one in Cincinnati last year, moved aside when Bauer came in. Sonny Gray was a number one over in Oakland. These guys in a short series are dangerous, and especially with Cincinnati's offense that can leave the yard at any moment, they are especially dangerous to knock off a top seed early. And then you go over to the American League. I stick in the same state. You got the Cleveland Indians, all right? Shane Bieber, I mean, one of the most dominant regular seasons, even though it's been a sprint, a 60-game season that we've seen. Cookie Carrasco, Plesac's back. I mean, they have guys that can go out and shut you down on any given day. And Jose Ramirez may have in the last week secured an American League MVP. So they're performing for Tito Francona. No surprise, they love the guy. Everybody run through the wall for that guy. They trade Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, and Mike Clevinger, and they're still dangerous.
Right.
It's really unbelievable the bounce back that they have had.
Yeah, we love it, Chipper. We love it when you come on with us, man. And we've been paying attention to that. We come in every morning, and I was like, man, he hit the nail on the head when he was talking about them Tampa Bay Rays. Well, right before the World Series starts, buddy, we're going to try to get you back on so we can preview the World Series. I appreciate you taking the time with us, as always.
Thanks, Chipper.
And Chip is with you with them Gators, man. He's been bugging me about them Gators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep an eye on them.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, a lot of love for y'all.
Appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.